Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Not clap your hands. Not clap your hands. Oh. Yo. Yo. Now, I need you to give somebody a message for me. Check it out. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna get everybody with up. Can't stand you down. You don't take it to a whole nother level. Wish you were here right now. I put you dead in your eyes. I got the father and the son. And the spirit, so devil, you better run.
Right now it's crazy. I remember being here before. words that I trusted you, like I'm trusting in you now. The praise to you for all the things you do.
Good to me, can't forget all the things that you've done. Looking for the things that to come.
I lift my hand if you give me half a second. Now my
Welcome to another edition of Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It's your girl, Lady Di, and I got my sister here, Miss Denise Renee. We were having some major issues, technical difficulties, at the beginning of the show, but I think it's because we played that Satan song at the beginning of the show, and he's trying to get us back. So I think we got everything rolling and up and going for you. It's going to be another hot show for you. We got an awesome show coming up for those who are having breast cancer. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so we have a wonderful, awesome woman of God coming on the show with us into the studio. She just so happens to be a family member of ours, and we wanted her to be able to come on the show and give her testimony of her experience through breast cancer. So if you keep it locked, we'll definitely bring her on the show. We just wanted to kind of give you some background on some of the things that you can check out during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. One of them, if you're on Facebook, and I know everybody's on Facebook, if you go on to Facebook and type in Breast Cancer Awareness, they have a nonprofit organization on Facebook in which you can go ahead and check out their page. They have some information, some background information, giving you like tons and tons of info of how to treat breast cancer, as far as going to get mammograms. They have a lot of things on their site that you're able to purchase, watches, any type of breast cancer items you can purchase. I saw one on there. I was thinking about just going and buying one myself, but it's going to be a hot show. We're going to get back into some more music, and when we come back, we'll introduce our special guest, and then we will go ahead and move right along. It is Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Let's go.
God's hand smiled on me. He has set me free.
Y'all, it's Denise Renee. Of course, I am back in the studio. We are crunk to today. Did y'all hear her bottom? Jessica Reedy is a beast. I hope you guys go and get her CD. Her CD is off the chain. But once again, we are back in the studio. We have a hot show, of course. We have my auntie. She's going to be joining us a little bit later. We're talking about breast cancer awareness this month, the month of October. But most of all, brought her on the show because we want y'all to really know breast cancer ain't no joke. And I know she's going to tell y'all all about her testimony, but just being a niece of hers and just being out there in California and now living in Atlanta, but being in California and experiencing that with her, and my uncle even is a survivor of cancer himself. So, you know, we thank God for just being able to open that window of healing over our family. We don't take it for granted. We don't take any day for granted, any chance that we get to tell our, you know, our family members we love them, because breast cancer is taking family members every day. So we're going to jump back into some music in just a little bit, but we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We are excited, excited, excited that you join us today. We hope that the music just, you know, relaxes you. It is Friday, Payday Friday at that. Y'all better go pay your tithes. God gets his 10%. That is non-negotiable. That's biblical. Get into, what is it, Malachi?
Mm-hmm.
He says, test and see. Oh, okay. I'm not going to preach today, but go on and pay your tithes. That's biblical. But this is Feel Good Friday, as it is every Friday. We hope that you are feeling good. We hope that by the time you get home, you are relaxed. Chill out with the husband. Chill out with the kids. Play some board games. Read the Bible. Have a movie. I don't know. Do something. So feel good on this Feel Good Friday. We're going to jump back into some music right now. Keep it locked on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
People say, oh, 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 you
been. Look in the mirror.
You look so much
always remember.
Kingdom Radio. I am Lady Di. We have a hot show. We're already feeling good with the music, but now we're going to bring my aunt on the show regarding Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she's going to give her testimony. I'm hoping everybody's able to listen to this because it really touches us in a special way, knowing that we do have somebody who is not only had breast cancer, but is actually a survivor of breast cancer. So without further ado, let me bring on my aunt, and we are going to go move on with the show. Auntie, are you there?
I'm here, Denise.
Hey,
can
Auntie,
you hear me?
How are you? Yes, we can hear you.
I'm great. Hi, Di.
Hi. Before we get into any of the interviewing part, we wanted to let everybody know that Kirk Franklin, I Smile was actually one of my aunties' requests to play on the show, and that's a song that we always play on the show. It just lifts our spirits and makes things a whole lot better. So that was one of many requests that she made, and we're going to play the rest of her requests throughout the show. But Auntie, go ahead and give us your testimony with your whole experience with breast cancer, even with us being your niece and being a part of your life. We really don't know the ins and outs of what you dealt with and what you experienced through that whole ordeal, and I know that when you give your testimony and you begin to talk, that it will illuminate those who are going through this case or who's already survived and has the victory over it. But go ahead and give your experience as to what you dealt with during your whole ordeal with breast cancer.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank God for both of my nieces, who, number one, are where you are in your life and that think enough of me to want me to share my story with every other woman that is walking this earth, because we can all be hit by breast cancer and not even know it. As Denise said, I am her aunt. Her mother and I are sisters. And when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, I was 55 years old, and that was in the month of March. I remember it well because we had just had our first grandchild. She was only about 2 or 3 weeks old, and my husband and I had just completed his bout with cancer that he had a growth on the back of his head, and also had to have radiation treatment. And we had just finished going through that process with him the October before. But we thank God that both of us were strong enough to be able to lean on each other. A little bit of my history. Medically, I'm pretty much have been a healthy woman all of my life. The illnesses that I had were pretty few, and at that point, I guess my hospitalizations had been minimal. I used to tell people that my hospitalizations contributed to pretty much my two births, the birth of both of my daughters, and that was about it. But I had been having a mammogram every year for about 10 years before I was diagnosed. I had no really reason to have that mammogram every year except for the fact that I thought it was the best thing for me, and so did my doctor. When I had the mammogram, it was probably around September or October of the year before, of 2005. I had my routine mammogram that year, and I got the little card in the mail, and it said that they had seen something that seemed abnormal, so they wanted me to retake the mammogram. So I went back in a couple of weeks, and I redid the mammogram. Then I got another call that they wanted to do a biopsy of what they had seen. All this time, I never really took it that serious because there was, as I was educated, there was no history in our family of breast cancer, and so I had no reason to really get paranoid. So yeah. I went back. They did the biopsy, and I still didn't get really upset about it. As I said, my granddaughter was probably 2 weeks old, and I got the call. And it rattled me for a few minutes, but Denise and Diane know how I am, so I just kept it moving.
Right.
I kept
that she does.
I kept doing That's what true. I normally did. But when my doctor called, she wanted me to come in and so she can give me the news, the results. And I said, why? Is it going to change what you're going to tell me? And she told me no. So I told her, okay, so what do we do from here? And her response is, I make an appointment for you with a surgeon. I said, okay, fine. And that's what we did. And I think that appointment was probably about 3 weeks, maybe a month later.
Right.
And when I went to the surgeon's appointment, I had both my daughters, my granddaughter, and my husband. And we all went so everybody could ask their questions. And we scheduled the surgery. The surgery happened to be on Mother's Day weekend. But it also happened to be on my mother's birthday. My mother's birthday is May 11th, and she's deceased. So when they gave me that date, I thought, look at God working.
Right.
And so I went in, I had the surgery. Thank God, what they tell you before you go in is that they really don't know what they're going to have to do until they get in and see if the cancer has spread to the lymph nodes.
Right.
And so you are put to sleep not knowing if you are going to have a breast when you wake up.
Wow.
I have 5 siblings. All of my siblings were there, brothers and sisters. And I went to sleep comfortably. And so when they woke me up, they explained to me that they have to send it so that it could be tested and see if it is actually in the lymph nodes. So they do that actually before they wake you up, because then they'll know what other step they need to take. So I woke up, and the doctor explained to me that all they had to do was what they call a lumpectomy. And they go in, they remove the cyst, the tumor itself, and because it had not spread to the lymph nodes, that's all they had to do. So I went in about 8 o'clock on that Friday morning, and by 5 o'clock, my husband was bringing me home.
Wow.
Now, that in itself is a blessing, because I didn't have any adverse effects. I didn't have any trials or tribulations as far as the surgery, the procedure itself. I had no problem with the anesthesia. So I came home, and my husband, thank God for the man that he is. He was right there all the time. He took good care of me. My daughters were here, but I came through it. God brought me through it. And so after that, I was scheduled to have 13 weeks of radiation, and I was going twice a week. So, again, the other blessing is I never lost any hair. Unfortunately, I guess I didn't lose any weight.
Right.
But I was well. I was healed. And what I was able to do, though, is see so many people that come in to the clinic that are much worse off than I was.
Right,
and
right.
So I use that as my vehicle to have people so that they felt better when they got there in the morning. They were able to smile because we took our granddaughter to the treatments with us. We were taking care of her at the time. My daughter was working, and the agreement was when she went back to work, we would take care of the granddaughter, and that's what we did. And part of that was she went to treatments with us.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband took me back and forth to the treatment. He never left my side. He always made sure that I was okay. And the treatment in itself, it made me fatigue, but it never just wiped me out for the day. I was always able to come home, take a nap, and then if I had other things to do, I could get up and start moving. You know, what you learn so much when you go through something like this is you learn a lot more about your family history.
Right.
And part of that is what I've shared with all of my nieces, both of my daughters, because I don't want them to grow up like my generation grew up and my mother's generation grew up in that. You don't talk about those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't talk about illnesses and who had what. And unfortunately, if we don't talk about it, then women are going to continue to go through this journey without any support. As I said, I have three sisters, and I was always concerned about them and my daughters because that's a direct link. And I have nieces like Denise and Diane that I was worried about, is this going to affect them? And as I said, I'm pretty open when it comes to discussing things, regardless to what it is. And I wanted them to be able to ask questions of me. What happened? How did it occur? Is it something we need to look out for? And I started educating myself on breast cancer and what it does to women, what impact it has on family. And it was just something. It's like I'm on this crusade, and I want to make sure that women are educated and know that. Although the doctors and the tests and the research tells you that it's usually genetic, that wasn't necessarily the case as far as we knew. And,
yeah.
I mean, I live in, I'm one, two, three, four. I'm fourth generation. I knew my great-grandmother. So there were women that I could have had discussions with, but unfortunately, most of them were deceased by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the one aunt that we talked to, and a lot of that history she couldn't give me. She didn't know. And that's where I go back to how we have discussions and be honest with each other as to what's happening to us and to our bodies.
Right.
Like, you know, I think that's the most important thing is we've got to teach our children, not just our daughters, but our children, if there is that kind of a link. And if we're not sure, then we just need to make sure that they are aware that this has happened to somebody within their within their life, within their family. And so just in case, you just keep an eye out for it. And that's where I think it's really critical that women have mammograms on a regular basis. I mean,
I sit here and I listen because it's funny that you said I'm on the crusade, and you know, when I hear that, it makes me thankful for the vehicle that we have here through Soul Talk, where we're able not to just do person to person, but now we can touch the masses just by posting something on a Facebook page or, you know, tweeting something on a Twitter page. And that crusade still continues even if you're not able to touch somebody directly, if that makes sense. And it's awesome to me that you would say, you know, we have to teach, we have to teach, we have to teach. I think we live in an age where we're not saying too much. We say more now than the generation that you were dealing with, Auntie. But I think what we say and how we say it, I don't think is really relevant in a sense. I think that we talk at people and we don't give them enough information. And I think this show right now is just so mind-boggling, because when I think about it, you're right. We don't know much about our history, and we're not really, as families, we're really not talking about what your family history is, and we don't know who's in the middle. We don't know, and, you know, if we don't have that relationship with God and our family is not into that type of relationship with God, we tend to go in nervous. We tend to go in not knowing. Like you said, you went under the anesthesia not knowing, but the good thing is that He knows.
He knows.
He knows. And so we gonna get into something. We got a little track that, you know, it's called In the Middle. It's by Isaac Carey. And I like this song because if you listen to the words, you know, we have middles and we don't know. With us, we have the starting point and we have the end, but thank God that God is in the middle. So, Auntie, we gonna have you jamming in a minute. I want you to get over there and start to jam, and Dice gonna put on the track for us. But in the middle, in the midst of it all, we can really truly say that God has us, God knows, God keeps us. And so we gonna roll into this track. God, hit the track for us. Auntie, go on and, you know, fight.
Hello? Gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah, I'm the music major.
can't hear y'all clapping.
That was Isaac Curry in the middle. If you're just now tuning in to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, we have my aunt Linda Clark, and she was just giving her testimony with dealing with breast cancer. And we want to keep this lively. We don't want it to be a gloomy show because it is breast cancer is a very touchy subject for most women. But we're going to keep it lively. She was giving her testimony about breast cancer, and one thing that really stuck out to me the most was the fact that she stated that she never, even through this whole ordeal, she never lost any hair. And that may not be big for some people, but that's really big to me because a lot of people, they lose breasts, they lose hair, and they don't feel like themselves. They lose a lot. And what advice would you give to those who are dealing with breast cancer, who just may have gone to the hospital and just gotten that report, and even to those who are coming out of it, who have lost hair, who have lost maybe a breast, who are going through the surgery. What would you say to them? Because when you give your encouraging words, we're going to go back into some more music, but we're going to dedicate some songs to you and to our listeners and to those who are listening by internet or by phone who have family members or who are on the phone that have breast cancer to let you know that you're beautiful. But what encouraging words or what advice would you give to those who are dealing with this ordeal right now?
Well, first of all, the first advice I would give them is the advice that's been given on that recording that you just played. And that was one thing that I was able to hold on to, and that was my faith. When I got my diagnosis, like I said, my granddaughter was 2 weeks old. And I remember, as I look back on it, I remember I never really cried about the diagnosis, and I never had a lot of fear about what I was about to go through. I picked my granddaughter up out of the crib, and I looked in her little face, and I said that I knew that the God I serve did not give me this beautiful granddaughter to shorten my life.
Right.
I was confident of that. And so when I went to my radiation treatments, I found that, because you usually run into the same people every morning, I found that I was an encouragement to other people. Just because they couldn't believe why I was there, because I didn't, I guess, have the looks that everybody else had. My encouraging words are, keep your health in the forefront and make sure that you, not the doctors, not family members, but you monitor what's going on with your body, because nobody can tell you what's going on better than you. I remember when, after I started the radiation treatment, I would go to these, quote, support groups. And then I felt like I was begrudging somebody else that really needed to be there, I thought, more than I. Because in my mind, it was like I was fine. So I just kept moving. And I started talking to other women. I started to collect phone numbers of people that I didn't know. I started collecting phone numbers of people that I did know, and every now and then I would get someone's comment on Facebook, and so I was able to comment through that technology also. And my only advice is do what you know God would want you to do, and He wants us to hold on to our faith. He wants us to hold on to his unchanging hands. And when we do that, it makes that travel a lot easier. And the love of my family, I don't know if I could have made it without them. My daughters were right there. As I said, my husbands were right there. I'm sure they were all afraid of what if, but they never showed it to me. So it gave me the strength to go through what I needed to go through and then to pick myself up at the end of those 13 weeks. My church family was critical. I shared my diagnosis in one of our discipleship classes at our church. And when I went back to the class within 2 weeks, they were surprised. They couldn't believe that I was back up, moving, and doing what I knew God had called me to do within that period of time. So my encouraging words is to keep the faith, to keep the faith. God brings us to and through. And he does it because he has work for us to do. He's not finished with what it is he has called us to do in this life.
Right. If y'all are listening and y'all need some encouragement, this is being recorded. So, I know you don't mind. I'm going to post this. We're going to post this after it's all said and done. But what she's saying to you is, it's not over. Keep moving. Keep moving. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Your condition, your situation is not about your looks. Your situation is about how you propel through it. God is going to bring you through it, yes, but he's using you. You're an instrument. You're a tool. So, Auntie, I want to dedicate a song to you. It's by Canton Jones, and it's called Beautiful, believe it or not. And this was a song that somebody gave me a CD while I was at a stand rally out here in Atlanta. And I had never heard the song before, but I knew that we were bringing you on the show. And I was like, this would be an awesome, awesome song. So I'm going to dedicate it to you, but I'm also dedicating it to all those listeners, all women that are fighting breast cancer, that have survived breast cancer, that just women in general. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Wake up in the morning, tell yourself that. Sit there while you're listening to the song and say, I am beautiful. It's a song that deeply touched me. So we're going to go on and get into this song. If you just listen to the words, this is my dedication to you. Hope you enjoy it. Love you much.
Hey, beautiful. Hey, beautiful. You're beautiful. Hey, beautiful. You're beautiful. Hey, beautiful. You're beautiful. Hey, beautiful. You're beautiful.
Has anybody ever told you that you're beautiful? And maybe you just haven't heard in a while that you're beautiful. Has anybody ever told you that?
Beautiful. And see, that was a song dedicated to you and to all the breast cancer survivors, even those who are struggling with their identity, with who they are and how they really think about themselves. But I told Denise I wasn't going to get emotional, but I absolutely love that song. And when I first heard it, and I knew that we were bringing you on the show, that was the first thing that came to my mind. And it's like, yes, we have to play this song. And when I really started listening to the words, it hurt me. Well, it didn't hurt me, but I just hurt for those who go through and who is going through this breast cancer ordeal, because nobody really knows your story. Nobody knows what you actually go through. Nobody knows the tears that you cry at night. Nobody knows how you really go through in your quiet time. And but I think the greatest thing about it is that even though I'm emotional, I'm not emotional in a bad way. I'm emotional in a good way, because we're able to celebrate your victory through this whole ordeal and through this whole situation. And how you praised your way through is just an awesome testimony for those who don't know how they're going to get through. And so we're going to keep things going. Like I said, it's not going to be a somber show, but we wanted to dedicate some other songs to you as well, Auntie, and one of them being a song by Donnie McClurkin. It's a church medley, and I know that, going to church with you and just seeing how you praise and how you worship gives us joy. It gives Denise and I a lot of joy. So we're going to get into this song, Auntie. It's a medley by Donnie McClurkin, and I really hope that you enjoy it. So let's get into it.
And this is how we used to praise him in the Church of God in Christ. These are songs that I learned in the Church of God in Christ. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are
I'm
Are you okay? How you feeling? You good?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I had to check on you.
You know, we Baptist, you know, we don't know how to act. We hear church music and Jesus all in the same sentence, and we don't know how to act. So I had to make sure you wasn't tearing up the house over there. Thank you, Lord. You know it's about that time. It's 7 o'clock and we get to cutting up on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. So y'all have to forgive us, and of course Di will put on Donnie McClurkin, and you know, we don't have no problem shouting. If you know our family, we get to cut up the church and tear up pews and all the fans, and you know, we don't know how to act, so I had to check on my auntie over there. Auntie, you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I have one more little piece that I want to share with all the women, though, and the men.
Please.
Because remember, breast cancer is not just a woman's disease. Men get it, too. And
mm-hmm.
It can happen genetically. I remember as I was going through, I heard about this daughter that came down with breast cancer. And at the same time, her father was battling the same disease. So don't look at it as a woman's disease, number one. The second piece of advice is, and what I have done, and I think that has helped my recovery, is get involved. Don't be afraid to tell your story. As soon as somebody mentions breast cancer, I want to tell them about my testimony, my test, because then I'm hoping that that will encourage them and give them the knowledge that they need. A piece of statistics, African-American women are more likely to die from breast cancer than any other ethnic group. And most
wow.
of that reason is because they do not get treatment until it's much later.
Okay, do y'all hear that? African American women are more likely to die from breast cancer. That means that our species are dying much faster than any other. That to me is mind boggling. I'm sorry, Auntie. Go ahead.
That's okay. We have a friend of our family, more so on my husband's side. They've been friends for years. And she was just diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was diagnosed at stage 4. That's pretty aggressive, and most of the time that will mean a breast removal as well as chemotherapy. And that's really where you lose your hair, is because of the drugs that they put in for chemotherapy. So what we want to do as a group of women, and as women in general, is we want to have this discussion with our children, with our daughters, with our sons, because we want them to get aggressive about the treatment that they need to have. And remember, no better advocate for your health than you. So when you go in and the doctor says, oh, you're only 30, so you don't need a mammogram, especially if you have history of this disease, you make them aware that, yes, I do, and I want to have it. If you demand it, they'll have to give it to you. So we want to make sure that we step out and say to the rest of the women, African-American women, do what you have to do. We know that health care is slim to none for a lot of African American women, because by the time, if we lose our job, we lose our health insurance. But we need to make sure that whatever it takes to get the treatment that we need, we get it early. And that's what saved my life, because my tumor was only 0.8 centimeters. So it was real small. So they were able to catch it early. And that's the name of the game with breast cancer, is you have to be diagnosed early and you have to have your treatment early. The other thing is get involved. You know, all my life I've heard of different American Cancer Society, Kidney Foundation, all of these great organizations. But when it knocked on my door, I became involved. And I now go to a walk that we do here in California, and actually at our state capitol. And I started out doing that walk when I was right after my treatment. And the first time we went, it was just my daughters and my husband, I think. We were the only three. The next time I went, then I had other family members and friends of the family. So we may have had 10, 15 women. This time when we went this year, I got my church involved. So we ended up with probably about 30 to 40 women. And our goal is to every year increase the size of that group, because research is the only thing that's going to help to cure this disease. We can't do it by ourselves, and we know we can get through the disease with our faith, but we also have to take care of our bodies. You know, our diet, lack of exercise, those are all the things that go against us. And so, as I said initially, as African American women, we have to step out and take the lead. And as you guys know, as my nieces, I drag you along with me. I drag your mother. I drag whomever I can get to go with me, because this is a very crucial and debilitating disease. We have to make sure, as I said, that we catch this disease as early as possible, because if not, for the most part, as African-American women, we die from it. And it's right. Not a disease that we really have to die from.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, that pretty much sums that up, huh?
what else do you say but wow.
I'm
full of words. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we don't know how to share this information until we get the information. And every year when we do this walk, they have the statistics sitting in, at the end of the walk for us. So that when we end that walk, we're being educated as well. The other thing that happens is the first time I went, they give the survivors pink T-shirts. Everybody else that's participating is wearing white T-shirts. So when you see this sea of pink going on this walk, you recognize how many women are affected by this disease. So this walk is put on by the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. And, of course, their goal is to eliminate breast cancer.
Wow.
And
well, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
For women to get involved, because we have people listening from all over, of course, to get involved, would it be better or is it easier for them to get a hold of you maybe on Facebook? I know you don't maybe get on your Facebook too often, but best believe now that you have shared your testimony, and we will be definitely pumping this recording for the next week or so. How can people get a hold of you or maybe contact you or maybe just get involved, period? They have no idea. They don't have a support team. They don't know who to turn to. Internet's not helping. You know, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you or what, you know, who do they get a hold of? Matter of fact, let's ask it that way.
I would suggest that because there's a Susan G. Komen group probably in every major city. So that's one way, and of course all of them have a website, and it's SusanGKomen.com, I think is what it is. But then go to your closest American Cancer Society. They also can tell you how to get involved with specifically for breast cancer.
Okay.
And Denise and Diane, you guys have my email, so that's one way to do it. You know, you're right. I'm still working on this technology thing for Facebook, So I guess I have to figure out how to use that more than I have, because I don't.
Well, what I'll say is what we'll do is if you want to get a hold of her, and you know, by all means, please feel free to contact us on our Facebook pages. We have separate pages as well, but of course, a lot of you guys know that we have our own empowerment group called Beautifully Raw. We are on Facebook. You can also tweet us. We're on Twitter. Tweet us on BRaw_radio and say, hey, I heard your auntie on the radio. I want to get a hold of her, and then we'll put you in contact. That way, you know, we don't overload her Facebook, or maybe, she, you know, we don't miss you, or she doesn't miss you by accident. So go on and do that. I'm sorry, auntie. Go ahead.
No, that's good, because I don't want to miss anyone. And as I said, I come across people that have been through it and have said that, you know, they didn't have anybody to talk to. Maybe they're the only girl in the family, so therefore they're predominant. You know, so they run into not having the support group that they need. Or because they're African American, then they think that it's just happening to you. And what I found is the more I talked about it, the more women were willing to come forward and say, you know, I had a scare about 10 years ago, and they never have talked about it since that time. And I think that's really sad, because we need all the support that we can get, whatever the disease is. But especially when it's something like this. You talked about, you know, I love that song, Beautiful, because we have to remember that we are more than just our body also. So if you have to have a breast removed, you are blessed because you still have your life.
Right.
And we want to keep living. And my goal is to make sure that my granddaughter, who's now 5, so I'm 5 years.
Survivor,
you know,
right.
Yeah, a 5-year survivor. And so every time I look at her, I know how much I'm blessed. So, again, everybody needs to touch somebody that has this condition. And, you know, I have been more than willing to open up myself and open up my story to people, because I think it needs to be told. I think God gave me this test for a reason. And I hope, what he is really called me to do. Because as you guys know, you know, I do a lot of talking. That's kind of where my field is. But it's what I'm talking about now. It's what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, I think I found where you may have to go to the website. And I pulled up the Susan G. Coleman website. And from what I can see here, you want to hit up, I Googled it, you can do it any way you choose, but I did www.coleman.org, and it'll come up as Susan G. Coleman for the Cure, so you can definitely go that way. Also, we said at the beginning of the show, please go on Facebook. They have a lot of foundations being in your area. Go to the search field on the top of your screen on Facebook and just type in, what is it, breast cancer awareness? Or breast cancer,
yes.
And you know, anything but the Susan G. Coleman logo. Everybody knows the pink ribbon, which is my favorite color, by the way. I just thought I would put it out there. And I've been wearing my I have a pink bracelet that I've been wearing, and it says all it took was faith. And someone actually gave this to me, and I was really, really, really excited, because I said pink is my favorite color, but of course, breast cancer awareness was coming. So I said I'll wear it every day in October for my auntie, of course, and just because it's cute. It's cute. Anywho,
well,
you know, I'm cute.
That's because you're a lot like me.
Yeah, I'm cute. Tell me y'all.
Here we go.
But that's like Denise. I have on a shirt today, because I went to a breast cancer event, and I have on a shirt today, and it's black, but it has like the sequins on it, and the church says, the sweat T-shirt says, church girl. So it's CHURCHGURL, and it has the breast cancer emblem above it.
See, I'm jealous. I want one. I want one. I'm gonna get me some stuff, some other breast cancer.
Well, actually, I am friends with the
Miss Church Girl herself out of Oakland, so I can probably hit her up and see if maybe we can get a shirt.
Are you kidding?
No, uh-uh. we Auntie, we network all the time. We network all the time. So, yeah, Di is friends, and I didn't know until now either, but Di is friends with Miss Church Girl herself.
Yes, her name is Michelle Peters. She's out, she lives in Oakland.
Yes.
And she is the founder of the, of Church Girl Signature Line Store and Tees and Church Girl Foundation. So if you write on Facebook, if you just put in Church Girl, she should come up. Miss Michelle Peters will come up, and you can scroll through her. It's actually her page, but she has, I mean, a mirage of different types of terms. But yes, it is definitely showing her her Church Girl tees. So
okay,
big up to okay. Michelle Peters. She's in Oakland. Which,
yes, she is.
You know,
oh, town?
Yes, she is. Sorry. Oakland. She is in Oakland, and she's doing it. So yes, if you go in on Facebook, just type in Church Girl Tees or Michelle Peters, and it will come up, and you can take a look at her her albums on Facebook.
Great,
yeah.
Great. And you know, that's the other thing is we have to support each other. In this kind of endeavor, we have to make sure that we touch somebody. Because what I've learned is, you know, since I, through our church, the group that we put together through our church, the name that I gave them were Women of Faith. Because I believe that that's what it takes in order for you to walk this journey.
Yes.
Is your faith. And so in doing that, we created these T-shirts, and now I have different people calling me because they want to know about the walk, they want to know when it is, how it is, and I found out that there's a group, a nucleus group right here in the Vallejo area that I could work with instead of having to go all the way to Sacramento.
There you go.
And for those of you that don't know that are listening from other places, Sacramento is about an hour to an hour and a half drive from us. Now, in California, you know, that's just, like I said, that's a short distance for those of you in the South because you'll be across two or three states by then.
Right. Right.
We have to support each other.
Right. Well, we have 40 minutes before our show ends, and this is a session that we do. It's called the Prayer Closet. No, Auntie, this may be the first time that you're hearing this, which I'm pretty sure it is. And what we do during the Prayer Closet is on Facebook, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. We want to pray for your requests. We may not have the time to do it live, but we do take those names off of our Facebook. We do take them off of our Twitter page, and we do take them, and we pray for you guys. So please hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/beautifullyraw. That's BEUTIFULLY, raw, RAW. Or you can find us on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We are also on Facebook on there. And you can also tweet us at BRAW_radio. Please do that. We're going to go on and do that for you. It's something that it's dear and dear and dear to our hearts. And it's, once again, it's called the Prayer Closet. Also in this session, it is now time for our worship session. Auntie, we thank you for being on the show. We are not disconnecting you at all. We do have other things that we want to talk to you about within our next 40 minutes, but we actually go into a session called worship. And so we play different songs. And to get us started, I know you made your request that Amazing Grace is played, and we do understand what that song is about through your journeys, through your trials. We thank God for your tests. We thank God for your triumph. And it was nothing but His amazing grace that has allowed you to come this far. So through that, we say thank you. We salute you as a breast cancer survivor. We salute you as well for reaching out to those who are struggling and fighting with breast cancer. And through that, we say it's nothing but amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was blind, but now I see a grace that turned my heart to fear and
we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good, but we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
You go.
listen.
Just know he has your hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your lungs,
you shout.
Oh, will there ever be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know. He has a
plan.
He has
his hands on you.
Yes, he does.
He said
he'll see you through. And when you cry,
he's holding you.
So just lift your hands up high,
for
he will.
Thank you.
if you're just joining us, we've been talking to my aunt, Linda Clark. This has been a hot show. I've been blown away by the information that I've been given, more or less just listening to a woman of strength and just knowing that at this time we understand it's been amazing grace and it's been nothing but the hand of God that has kept her and many others like yourself who are, you know, struggling or fighting with breast cancer or not even sure what they should do if they have breast cancer, or even our survivors, even after the battle and you get the victory over, you know, what should I do after. So if you're just joining us, welcome to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We are in the session of our show where we go into worship and we actually just usher the Spirit of God into the studio. Auntie, we thank you for, you know, being obedient and willing to even just give your testimony and open up your life and let other people know that it is obtainable. Victory is at the finish line, and, you know, it's kind of different when you have a family member come on the show, but we're grateful. We were excited the whole time, you know, promoting the fact that you'll be on and you'll be on and you'll be on. And so we did want to get your request out. We know you had more than one request, but that's okay. Your auntie, you make the rules, and we just play by them.
Well, I just really, really appreciate the opportunity, whether we would be related or not. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my journey. And that last song, I was trying to do everything I could not to sing out loud because, you know, that's not my gift. But
that's okay. We all stir into our other people's giftings, but it's all right. It's all right.
But that's in itself. He has his hands on us, and he's going to see us through. There is no question about that. So we can walk this journey, and we can walk this journey with our heads held high and having the support of our sisters that have walked the journey already, or for those that have not been diagnosed, and you never know if that's going to be your testimony and your test. Because if someone had told me I would go through this, I would, because, like I said, we didn't have the history. But the more you talk and the more you open up, you find out, there is some history here, and that's why we have to touch each other. So
yeah,
I appreciate giving this opportunity.
Oh, no problem. You're so welcome. Well, because we have less than 30 minutes left on the show, which is not a problem for us. We can do what we need to do in 24 minutes. We really don't know what the future holds, and because of that, you know, we have to be very careful what we do, and we have to take our health very seriously. And so this whole show has been nothing but encouragement, nothing but, you know, just giving you advice, giving you an outlet, most of all, giving you the resources. Once again, you know, my aunt has said, you know, we don't talk about these things. And, you know, if God would have told us what we were going to go through, a lot of us would have, you know, objected, went the other way, turned around, bowed out, threw in the towel, whatever the case may be. And, you know, but there's always something. He always has something in store. He has a plan. We may not like it. We may not like what he does and how he does it. But at the end, if you can tell, even just listening to my aunt's testimony, at the end, now she's using her diagnosis and she is using her victory moment to engage other people. And she's touching people that she may not have even touched had she not gotten the diagnosis from a doctor. So at this time, I really feel the need to really just say, you know, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. And we have this song called I Love You by Rashia Hilliard. And it was a song, actually, I fell in love with this song. We went to a stand rally out here in Atlanta, and I saw her perform the song. And this song is a worship song. So please go get the napkins, the prayer cloth, the, you know, the fan, you know, but all seriousness, listen to what the song says. And Auntie, I promise you, you're going to be like, send me this song, send me this song, send me this song. But we're going to get into it right now. Listen to the song. It's Prashia Hilliard saying, I love you.
Your holy place, and we will rise to Zion's heights to praise and glorify, unified, and oh how we love you, oh how we praise you, oh how we
That song. I don't know. Auntie, how you feeling? You all right?
I'm all right.
Look, I had to make sure. I had to make sure you didn't go under. You didn't go under.
No.
You know, I had to make sure. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes. That song. It's something about that song.
We may have to play that one again.
I'm sorry.
I love that song. I absolutely love that song, and I fell in love with that song. As soon as I heard it, and when I found out that I was able to download it and get it, in my phone, I was just able to just listen to it, and it really ministered to me because something so simple as God, I love you. It's so powerful, and that's something that we miss a lot when we're worshiping, is that we forget to tell God, we love you, and we forget to tell him how good he is. And we made the mistake sometimes, even when we worship out of our pain instead of worshiping out of our praise. And listening to that song, it helps me. To learn to worship out of my praise, to not focus on my issues and my circumstances and what's going on around me or my situation, but just be able to worship him for who he is. And I love that song. I absolutely love that song. So don't be surprised if we play that song again. If you're just tuning in to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, we have just finished speaking with my aunt about her testimony with her battle with breast cancer and how she is victorious in that ordeal. And she was able to give information and a lot of advice and encouragement to those men and women alike who suffer from this cancer. And I don't ever like getting off the show because it's just so awesome to hear the testimonies of different people and knowing what they go through and how they came over that situation. And so before we close the show, Auntie, is there anything else that you wanted to let the world know about breast cancer, or just give any type of encouragement to our listeners?
Well, just remember that this is a disease that can be conquered. Again, early detection and taking care of yourself. We have to change our eating habits, more fruits and vegetables, less fatty meats like we as African Americans are so prone to eating. We just have to do better in that way. And I just want to say, again, to all the women and men, like I said, is we have to look at not only our history, but we have to look at what's in front of us and see what it is God would have us to do with whatever the test is that he gives us. And I just give praises and glory to my two nieces that thought enough of me and knew my story and wanted me to share it with anyone that's in ear of their radio or computer or telephone at this time. This has been an awesome opportunity, and I love you both for it. And just, we as women, like we take care of everybody else, we have to take care of ourselves.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, go ahead, Lee.
We have about 11 minutes left of the show, and we actually did get a couple of praise requests. I'm not going to throw the praise requests on the show, but if you're listening, and I believe you are, the follower name is I Follow Jesus. And I just want to let you know that we did see your request here in the studio. We will make sure that we lift you up. We had other requests that I can't bring up right now for some reason. But just know that we are going to definitely pray for you. We don't want you to think that you tweet us and we don't take this seriously. We do take this very, very, very seriously. Our prayer closet is near and dear to our hearts. But we are getting ready to end the show. We have 10 minutes left of the show. And so once again, Auntie, thank you for coming on and agreeing to do the show. It's been a great pleasure. We've laughed. We've had our fun and jokes. But I've also learned a lot. So, thank you again.
Well, guess what?
we're not going to end the show on a sour note, on a shallow note, on a soft note. We are actually going to end the show in victory. And I say that a lot because, you know, when people are going through certain things, or they say they have breast cancer, or they say that they're, you know, they're suffering from some type of disease, or they're going through some type of circumstance, we tend to be in some type of somber feeling with them, and we don't celebrate that. We celebrate victory in everything that we do, in whatever circumstances that we come in contact with, even through breast cancer. So these last couple moments, we're going to celebrate in victory. I have Jonathan Nelson coming up. My name is Victory, and we wanted to play this song because when you're going through certain things, you lose a lot, and people tend to lose their identity. And so whenever you're going through, I have to even tell myself, my name is Victory. And so we're going to end the show on a joyous and a victorious note. Until we love you, we thank you for your sacrifice again. We can't thank you enough for even being able to share your testimony with us and even with the world and sharing the information that you did. And as we end the show, if you still want to get in contact with us, please, please tweet us. We're on Twitter all the time at @BRAW_radio. Or you can Facebook us at facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. And then those who are listening by the internet and you wanted to call in next time, the number for us is 909-265-9129. And we love you guys. We thank you for tuning in with us. And we are going to end this show with Jonathan Nelson. My name is Victory.
Thank you again, ladies.
Great
job.
You're
welcome. We love you.
My name is Victory.
My name is Victory.
Y'all got it all over the building.
minutes till 8, and we have to end our show. So you know how we do. We say thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Enjoy the weekend. You can always follow us or find us here on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We appreciate you. I'm, of course, Miss Denise Renee, and my sister, Lady Di. We're here on Fridays for you. Talk to you soon.
I'm about five.